This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
I still get excited when that intro comes in. It's like game day. I'm not kidding. I don't know if I've said that before, but I like when I listen to the podcast back and I hear that intro come in, I get hyped.
You seem hyped. I actually think that podcast intro songs are so important.
It is.
Yeah. They are, because they do get you hyped.
And ours does a really good job at it.
I'm so glad that you feel it, and if it's ours.
And this is so many episodes that we've done together.
I know. I think we're probably coming up on, not 100, no, it's like probably 65 now.
Something 65 like that. 65 moments where we've gotten to talk to each other. And the crazy part is, Ashley and I didn't really know each other before the podcast.
Yeah, not well.
Not well. No. Not well enough.
No.
Not well. And look at you now. We have a huge episode for you today, but before we really dive in to our special guest who's sitting here, we're not going to introduce yet because you're going to freak out when you hear who it is.
Are we?
Yeah, we're going to freak out. Ashley, I'm in studio. It's been a while since I've been able to get out here with you.
It's so nice when you're here.
You're wearing polka dots and like it looks like a
fluffy top.
A fluffy crop top. Is that what we call those?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it what kind of mood are you going for today?
Well, Amy's assistant just gave me a nice compliment saying he was very clueless, very throwback to the 90s with a modern twist. So I'm going to keep it with that, even though I'm not even sure I'm sold on my own outfit.
Very, very Silverstone-esque.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you had a moment with Silverstone at the iHeart Awards last year.
That was one of those childhood crushes.
Now she is divorced. I told you there was something up there.
She's divorced now?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I told you it felt like they were on the rocks.
Ashley, you know way too much about people in pop culture way before they know it about themselves. Or maybe they already know it. Ashley, the life for you is good?
Oh. So good.
What's the coolest update that we could share with everybody?
Well, I did say yes to a dress. This again. Yeah, it was like a huge moment. But of course, now I'm like not 100% if just going to be the only dress. Because
you would have multiple dresses. That seems very diva-ish.
It's so diva-ish. My wedding planner insists everybody has two dresses these days.
No.
Yes. Shout out to Troy Williams. But I always wasn't sure if I wanted two dresses or not, because you want to love the first one so much you don't want to take it off. But then today I went to another appointment where I tried on a reception dress. It's a little more twirly, a little more light. And I'm like, okay, maybe I want to. I don't know. We'll see.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Ashley. Here's my advice to you. Stop going to these appointments.
I have to go to the appointments that my wedding planner plans, and you only get to try on wedding dresses once, like at one period of your life.
Well, you could try on wedding dresses for the rest of your life, but the more and more you try on, the more and more you're going to say, I don't like the first one, I like the second,
and I
like the third, and then you're going to have five dresses. Jared's going to be found in the corner in the fetal position crying because his new wife just spent grands on dresses.
Yeah, well. No, it's really.
But it's just one day, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's all about.
I'm not
the gonna. Love.
Be, I'm not like crazy. I'm honestly not that crazy of a bridezilla. If there's anything that Jared and I have learned, about each other in this process, is that like I think when you hit 30 and you have a wedding, you're like, wait, should we get the down payment for the house from my parents and not spend it on a wedding? Like you start getting really practical because you're like, that's gonna do us much better in the long run.
Ashley, look at you.
I know. I know. Not saying I'm going to go that route, but it's a consideration.
Ashley, let's announce our guest.
All right. It's Annalise. It's Annalise. She's back in the studio again.
I'm back again.
But since you've been here, you've proven to be a huge role in Bachelor in Paradise. I mean, you are one of the girls that gets the most screen time.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Because you're so fun to watch.
Aw, thank you.
You're interesting. You're definitely unique.
Thanks. I'll take that as a compliment.
No, that's great, especially when it comes to TV.
And your love story, or I guess your search for love, is relatable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've just been open. And like in this experience, I'm like, I'm just going to go for it. Put it all out there. Take full advantage of this opportunity that I've been given and not have any regrets at the end of it. So I feel like it's serving me well so far.
You are a part of what we're calling on this podcast right now, crazy love dynamics of Bachelor in Paradise.
They're not triangles.
They're not
triangles.
They're like dynamics.
Squares, pentagons.
Yeah, they're all over the place. Some I can't quite capture. And on this podcast, we're going to talk about a couple. And at least since we have you here, we're gonna let you talk about your own so we don't talk behind your back.
I appreciate
but
that.
We want to highlight Tia, Chris, Crystal,
Mm-hmm. Well, you weren't part of that.
You weren't part of that, but that's one of the crazy love dynamics.
Yeah.
Let's throw Colton into that.
That's the square. Yeah. That's the full-on square.
That's
which,
a square.
Which dissolved in Monday's episode. And it dissolved in the weirdest way I've ever seen in my life. Can we talk about it? Okay, yeah. So first, we left off last week. Chris tells Tia that he's all in with her, ready to just explore their relationship. An hour later, makes out with Crystal. That was already like, you know, everybody's at home yelling at their TV, but like also just relishing in the drama and the unbelievableness of it all. Just jaw-dropping, right? Mm-hmm. And then we resume this Monday's episode with Tia confronting him, and he's like, yeah, no, I am still interested in you. She's like, but you told me you were all in. You're obviously not in. And he's like, well, I'm in, but I'm also in with other people. And then she
is that acceptable here?
No, we're not sure yet. That's a whole other topic. Okay. But then he twisted it again. And she goes, well, I don't really think you like me. I'm going to move on. And he goes, well, great, because I have been moved on since before this conversation even started.
It's super bizarre.
Crazy.
It's way too. Okay, Annalise, the expert, you're sitting there, front row seat with the popcorn in hand. What is going on here?
Honestly, I was like so confused because I was kind of doing my own thing this day. And so I was just trying to stay out of the drama, as you do in Paradise, but you always get dragged into it. Yeah. And when I saw him say that he was already out of it, was like, a wait what when I was watching it back.
But like such good TV. Like
is,
I'm like screaming. It's like almost screaming in glee because it's so mind-boggling. It's only something you'd see on Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, and this is the thing. Like I will defend the fact that Chris, like, we are there to find love, and so you are, you know, you're going to kiss a bunch of people,
yeah,
but it's the
but
way
you
he
don't
did it.
Tell you don't say
it.
You're all in. You don't say I'm in a relationship with you. I'm all in with you, not exploring, then go kiss somebody else.
Here's where I need clarity here. You say it's acceptable in Paradise. But there's for
it's only acceptable if you say I'm open.
Okay.
Okay.
And okay. So is it? This is where I don't get it, and I couldn't do Paradise for this, and I'm heated. I'm cringing inside because I have to have so much confidence, or my mind had it would have to switch so much to be able to sit down with somebody I care about and say, yeah, but I'm open, and you need to understand that. Like, that's not an easy conversation. How do all these people have that? And then it's okay then to watch the person go off and make out with somebody.
Seriously, that's why Paradise, while it like was a great growing and learning experience for me, it was never the experience like where Jared and I could really work. It just wasn't my natural habitat. And honestly, it's just not his natural habitat. If you're somebody that goes out on dates all the time, like frivolously, and you're like, oh, I can date a whole bunch of people at once.
Yeah.
That's one thing, but I'm not wired like that.
I'm not like that at all either. And so that's why, like, for me, I feel like my relationships were very much like I would pursue something, didn't work out, on to the next.
Yeah.
But I could never be juggling multiple people at a time. Never.
But I watched you, and this is where you're relatable. You are into Kenny. You're part of this crazy love dynamics thing we're talking about here. You're into Kenny. Kenny is, I mean, how that dude is doing what he's doing and getting away with it blows my mind. Maybe he's telling everybody, hey, I'm very open. But you watch him go off another date. You're okay with it.
Yeah, well, so at that point, Kenny and I were just friends. Mm-hmm. We were completely friend-zoned. And we both knew it. And I actually was like trying to help other people pursue relationships with him. And in doing so, I was like, actually, wait, Kenny is a great guy. Like,
he's a good catch.
As I'm saying, oh, he's this, he's this, he's this to other people, I'm like, wait, why am I not? These are qualities I'm looking for. So that's why when he went on his date, I was like, you know what? I gotta put this out there because this might be my only chance.
So what's the difference, Ashley and Elise, about between Kenny and Kristen? I'm wondering what is different about them.
Kenny has not locked it down with anyone.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris said I'm all in.
So that's the Paradise switch that as fans I need to figure out is when you say you're all in, you better be in. When you say you're open, it's okay. That's better.
Kenny was exploring still to see who he would like to pursue a relationship.
Right.
Whereas I feel like Chris was kind of like, these are the people this is like the person. And then, oh wait, there's another person. It was a little bit more like he had already he had already
why
gotten into
did
it.
Dean get so pummeled last year for what I felt like Kenny was kind of doing? Like, what did
good
Dean
question.
Do?
Thank
That's
you.
A great question.
Great
but the
question.
Same thing, Colton was getting the same criticism during week one and last week too.
So what's the difference?
The difference, well, there's I have no idea. It's all hypocritical. That's the actual okay. thing. Like, they ganged up on Colton for being like, you can't have your options open because, like, you went on a date with Tia. And it's like, just because Tia had prior feelings doesn't mean that we can you know, pigeonhole Colton. We can't villainize him for that.
Be honest. You can speak your mind. This is a safe podcast. Nobody listens.
I feel like it's a dibs thing. Like, I feel like they, like, called dibs on each other, and then it was, like, untouchable. You know, like, you couldn't get near Colton.
No, I mean, I did the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. So, you did, right?
Yeah. So as hard as it is, it's hard for me to say he's technically open, and I'm pained to tell Tia that it's okay for him to be open.
Yeah. In that environment, you want them. You want everyone to be open because otherwise they're not taking advantage of the experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know what I've always had an issue with? It's like, Ashley, just because he doesn't like you doesn't mean that you shouldn't go explore other options. And I feel Tia so hard. Like, Tia, you are my girl. Like, I've never related to somebody on TV as much as I have watching you.
Yeah, you just hinted at it, Ashley. Ashley's a big fan of Tia this week. We've gotten emails and tweets, and we've talked about it. You know, some people think Tia imploded. Exploded, went crazy. And Ashley's sitting here in studio going, no. I've never related with somebody more. I am the biggest Tia fan. So we're going to hear why Ashley is a big Tia fan and why some of the rest of the world doesn't think so. But pretty about that listening, we got to take a second and pause and tell you that if you're looking for your new Beachbody, I have the fix for you. You have been listening to me talk about Beachbody On Demand for a while now. Have you gotten your free trial yet? If not, now's the time. Beachbody has a history of success. This is the company behind P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, T25, Brazil Butt Lift, Pio, Hip Hop Abs, 3-Week Yoga Retreat, and more. World-class trainers get motivated by celebrity super trainers you know, like Sean T, Shalene Johnson, Tony Horton, and Autumn Calabrese. Best programs ever. I've used Beachbody. I lost 60 pounds
after college. Yeah, no, you guys, this isn't a joke. This isn't like an ad.
No, I really did.
Something he's saying for an ad. He actually did lose 60 pounds.
Insanity with Sean T. 60 pounds. Pictures are out there. We're not going to show them. Over 700 workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio HIIT to yoga and even dance workouts. There's nutrition help. If you need help with what you're eating, go to Beachbody. Success doesn't just happen in the gym, so Beachbody On Demand has tools to help you make eating right and easier. There are dozens of easy-to-follow meal plans and hundreds of delicious recipes. Work out on your schedule. Workouts as short as 10 minutes. Ashley, you have 10 minutes?
Yeah.
This podcast is a lot longer than 10 minutes. You could work out and listen to us all at the same time. It's worth it. Don't miss it. And the time it takes you to drive and park at the gym, you could be finished working out. Absolutely incredible. Access anywhere and any time. View on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, Roku, Apple TV, and more. It's the best deal in fitness. Our listeners can try Beachbody On Demand right now, absolutely free. You heard me right. You could lose 60 pounds, absolutely free.
Just watching TV, basically.
It's incredible. Well, you got to jump and push and, you know, stretch and stuff. Right now, our listeners can get a special free trial membership when you dial **501 on your cell phone. You will get full access to this entire platform for, free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free. Again, from your cell phone, dial **501 and receive a link to start your free trial membership to Beachbody On Demand. Don't text it. Dial. Dial it on your phone. Type in the numbers. Push the green button. **501. Don't text it. Dial it. This is important. You need it. Get in shape with Beachbody On Demand.
All right. So now I'll tell you about why one of the many reasons why I related so much to Tia. So people would tell me, they'd be like, Jared's not that into you. You should probably move on. Like, there might be somebody that walks down the staircase tomorrow. Or how about this guy? He's maybe interested in you. And I'm like, no. Cut them all off. If it's not him, I want to leave. no, like I can't switch my brain like that. It's like when I'm that in deep with somebody, somebody's not just gonna walk in, or I'm not gonna have like a lovely conversation with somebody and then all of a sudden be like, all right, you're right, I'm ready to move on. No, it's not gonna happen like that.
I have no beef with Tia only liking Colton. Yeah. I'm all for that. My heartbreaks and my body laughs.
Your body laughs.
At the same time for Tia because she's losing it. It's like she's lost her, like,
for real?
She's not being Oprah about it. She's being, pick me, please, please, pick me, Colton.
I know.
Like, if she could get her Oprah back and just be like, look, bro, I'm freaking awesome.
It's so hard to do. Imagine living with the guy you want to be with.
But I think she should have said, Pete, I'm out.
You can't be cool. You're like, this is me, all me. And you know what? He turned around. And he said, let's date.
Yeah,
and I grabbed Jared and I go, they're us. I love them. I'm so happy.
Ashley.
Sorry for the squealing. Okay.
There's a lot of episodes left and I do not feel strong for their future.
Nobody would have felt strong for our future if you'd asked them 3 years ago.
No. Yes, they would have.
Oh, Ashley. All right. Annalise.
Yeah.
We started this conversation. We opened up the floodgates talking about Kenny. So Kenny is open. We've set the foundation there. He is open. He's not lying to anybody. He's telling you to your face, Annalise, hey, we're good friends. I'm interested in you. I'm intrigued by you. I'm going to keep dating a little bit. And then at a rose ceremony, he confirms, in my opinion, tell me if I'm wrong, I'm a fan. He confirms his interest in you by saying, sorry to these other great women, I want you. How does that feel?
I mean, it was amazing. I was so shocked that night. I think I went into it just being like, you know what? I put myself out there. I did everything I wanted to for my paradise experience. If it ends tonight, so be it. I have no regrets. But I'm so happy that I did stay. And I do think for Kenny, I think we had an understanding, really. It was like we were friends. We both are older. And I think we both just wanted to see each other at the end. And in the meantime, whatever that meant, like, let's see if this could be something too.
Okay. So I got to ask you, like, in a friendly way.
Yeah.
Were you just, do you think that you liked Jordan and Kenny just because you wanted to like someone? I feel like you didn't really have real feelings for either of one of them.
You're totally spot on. I think I was trying so hard to be open. It actually, like, hindsight, looking back at it, I felt like this is similar to my experience on The Bachelor because I was trying to like Ari. Mm-hmm. So it was sort of a similar thing, like, I was trying to be open. I was trying to see if somebody would surprise me. And I mean, I think I saw in both of them a lot of qualities that I liked and I was receptive to.
Okay.
But I think
that's my worst nightmare, by the way, when it comes to the show.
For me, it's like to be open and not to have the immediate connection or attraction and then like trying to be like, let's try to have it.
This is the thing. I've actually had that happen before, though, where I have gotten to know somebody very slowly and dated and it wasn't really there. And then all of a sudden, one day it clicked for me and I was like madly in love. So that's why I think that there are times that there's that instant connection. I also think there are times that it's like a slow burn and turns into something.
It was my concern the whole time in The Bachelor that I would talk to my producer, Lindsay Lyles, who's in the studio right now about, and everybody else, is are these women, there's a couple weird concerns. This one was legitimate. Are these women being forced to like me?
Oh, like, Ben.
No, seriously. Like, just like you said, they're going into this. They're saying, okay, this guy's been vetted. You know, he's shown himself on TV and maybe there's parts of him that I find attractive. And this can happen every season in any format. And I was concerned I was going to fall in love. And at the end of it, then somebody's going to say, yeah, I was forced into it. I was coerced. This environment pushed me into it. And who knows if that's ended up being my story or not. I don't really know. But it was my concern the whole time because all I wanted was the true love. And so there's something weird that I need to ask you two about. And this is in my notes from this episode because we're touching on it right now. And I don't get it. And it drives me crazy as a fan of the show. There's a moment here where Kevin is talking about Colton. No. He's talking about Joe and Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
And the statement made, and I don't know exactly what Kevin meant by this. There wasn't any more detail to it, but this is what I took from it. He says, Kendall just went on a date with Leo, And if she's into Leo, then Joe's got to figure something out because he was investing into Kendall. And I thought that cheapened the relationship, and I don't like that. I don't want to be a fan of a show that cheapens relationships. I thought what was being said there was, in this format, in Paradise, if you have a rose to give and you're in a relationship and that person likes somebody else, then you got to go find somebody else to like real quick.
So that's why I can't do it.
I can't do that.
I can't do it at all.
It cheapens the when I watch this and I'm cheering for the Joes of the world, I'm cheering for the Annalises of the world, I'm cheering for the Kennys of the world, and that gets said and that kind of undertone gets brought in, it makes me question every relationship there. Am I fair to think that? Am I wrong?
I think the best way to say it is like, well, now who's your best friend who's going to give you a rose? Like, where's the friendship rose coming from?
Well, and I think that's exactly sort of where I was with Kenny too, is it was like, hey, we're friends and we both have each other's back.
Yeah.
But also, hey, we're friends. A lot of relationships start out of friendship. Maybe we do explore this because we haven't really thought about ourselves outside of that. So like for me, I feel like getting Kenny's rose was sort of like it was a friendship rose with like a, hey, let's continue to see it,
okay.
You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. So that's maybe what was being said more than anything is not, hey, go out and find somebody real quick. It's just go find a friend that you enjoy being around, mm-hmm. that you want to see be here, because who knows what happens, and if not, at least you give them a chance to find their love.
Right, and I mean, we're like halfway through, but actually, though, it felt like we were still, a lot of us were just like that friend stage. There were relationships, but it didn't really feel like people were completely locked in yet.
It happens every year with Bachelor in Paradise because the entire cast becomes such close friends that you are like, you're like, oh, which one of my friends would maybe give it to me?
Who do you want to see either find somebody else or just like who's cool to hang out with?
There's a whole bunch of friend zoning that happens in Bachelor in Paradise.
So, okay. Do these friends make out?
Yeah, see, that's where I couldn't, like you made out with Kenny being like, oh, let's give it a whirl.
Yeah.
But like, if I wasn't like feeling romantic feelings, I couldn't go and kiss someone.
Yeah. So I'm typically like that.
Yeah.
Like in my normal life, completely like that. In this environment, I thought, okay, I'm here to find somebody. Like I might kiss him and I might have feelings. Like it might ignite something for me. And so that's sort of where that came from. And then I was like, oh, he's a good kisser.
Ben, you must have kissed girls that you didn't have feelings for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Did you at least find them cute or attractive?
Oh, I mean, nobody. Okay, that's the one thing.
That is the one
Nobody that goes on the show is not is unattractive, right?
It's fucking chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kissing girls on week one that I don't really know yet. And there's that element of expectation, of awkward silence, of just the let's make out. Like, I don't know. But yes, 100%. Like, there is that level of kissing people that maybe you just don't know where you're at with it.
Yeah.
The difference in Paradise, though, a little bit like this in The Bachelor and Bachelorette, but there's these moments where you're kissing somebody and you have to walk back into the room full of the people that you just either kissed earlier that day or you maybe have feelings with. What's that moment like?
I never kissed multiple people in one day, so I don't know.
Did you think it was weird Kenny kissed three people in the same cocktail party?
I did think it was weird. I actually didn't know that happened.
How did you feel about that?
I mean, I was fine with it. I feel like, I feel like at that stage, he was probably just trying to figure out, like, who do I have the most chemistry with or who do I actually want to pursue? Or so I think he was still trying.
I know. It is wacky. It is weird.
We go back to the producer Amy's question earlier. This is a phenomenon in the world that I don't get. It's the Sean Booth thing that I talked about. Some people can get away with anything and other people can't get away with.
Well, that's
Dean did the same thing.
Yeah. My argument last week was like, how is it different if Colton goes on a date with Tia and then he maybe wants to go on a date with somebody else, but then Kendall can go back and forth between kissing John and Joe at the same time.
And what about crazy Chris? I am just like, I don't even know what I'm going to say when I meet him because Dean got pummeled for basically doing what Chris is doing where he's like, Tia, I like you. How about the week before when he's like, Tia, I will never hurt you. Right. I think Chris is getting pummeled.
Eight minutes ago. We also didn't expect any more from Chris, knowing what he knew from The Bachelorette.
Right.
I was going to say, a little side note here.
Expectations were low.
I was doing a little pre-research, and this is just a side comment. Chris is giving life advice on his Instagram. So if anybody out there, if anybody out there wants to go to his Instagram to get life advice, feel free.
Guys, guess what?
Just to defend him really fast, because you know I don't like to just like throw people under the bus.
Yeah,
without,
you really like to defend.
I like to give another side. The girls, like Annalise, but especially Kendall, said he's super cool.
They and all like him. Guys.
I
know
you like one of my closest friends.
I don't
from it
get
now,
it,
but
I know you girls say that. But like, I'd like to see otherwise. Then I'd like to hang out with him for a couple hours.
Yeah, we got to hang out with him. Bring him on the podcast. Let's talk to him.
What I think is interesting is that Chris. I don't know.
Okay, so let's break it down. Annalise, you're the perfect person to answer this. Why are you so forgiving of Kenny in this situation?
I think it was just because it was so new. And I mean, he was the wild card that night. He had five girls that he basically were going home. He was really narrowing it down to three of us. But like, there was five girls who were kind of who's going to stay, who's going to go. So I feel like he has a pass. If now, like right after he gives me the rose, he's all of a sudden making out with somebody else, maybe that's where I would feel differently.
Yeah.
Is that acceptable, Ashley?
I think I'm trying to figure out this, but I'm still a little bit annoyed.
I've been a fan for 4 years of this Paradise show, right? Three years?
Yeah.
And I'm just starting to get a hang of it. Ashley.
Yeah.
How are you sleeping at night?
Pretty good. Pretty well.
Yeah.
Jared and I officially moved in.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, that's big news.
Yeah. You little liar.
Do we clap that?
You told me you weren't going to do that for like 6
months. I don't know if we clapped for that.
We weren't planning on it, but then we were like looking at our calendars. We're like, it's so ridiculous.
You're going to stay away.
For us to be paying for two rents when it's just the idea that we thought we should be living apart
and
longer.
And logistically, you weren't close.
And like, I know why.
Oh, no. Oh, no, we couldn't. And then, like, he was going to sleep over, like, 5 days a week. So it just didn't make any sense. So he moved in.
And the wedding planning is so much smoother now that you can sit together at night and talk about it every single
night. Are you making color schemes?
No, we haven't done color schemes yet.
No, it's flowers right now.
No,
it's flowers.
When we came
Amy.
Back with the dress the other night after I said yes to one, I was like, I just want to tell you about it. I want to tell you.
And what did he say?
Well, he doesn't want to know. Yeah.
How mean are you going to be to your bridesmaids? Like, are you?
I don't think mean. I want to be separated from them the day of, though. How?
I can see that.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
I've been a bridesmaid like 12 times.
Yeah.
Because you're
so
cool.
So bad. Well, I'm really popular.
Yeah. Ashley,
you
I think
do
that's
have
smart.
A lot of great girlfriends.
And Ashley, you do that. I've noticed you do that. You take intentional time for yourself, which I think is really important. Mm-hmm. And so on your wedding day, why wouldn't you do that? I also know why you and Jared moved in together.
Because
he can't stay away. Yeah, you have an amazing sleep number bed, and he can't stay out of it. I get it. I do. I have a sleep number bed also. I enjoy it very much. There's never been a better time to come to a Sleep Number store where all the beds are on sale during the biggest sale of the year. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed lets you choose the comfort and support that's right for you. It adjusts on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It is. Oh, it's so nice.
He's like down to have it a lot harder than I could have it this. Wait. Good Lord.
Anyways, you can actually feel how it contours your neck, shoulders, backs, and hips. And for more proper spinal alignment, and what Ashley is actually talking about there is Jared's sleep number. It's a lot harder than Ashley's. Jared sleeps at what? How hard does Jared like it? 85?
Yeah.
Ashley sleeps at a 76. I know Ashley's sleep number. And the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds are more effortlessly comfortable. They sense your every move and automatically adjust to keep you sleeping blissfully through the night. Does your bed do that?
Not before I got a sleep number, that's for sure.
Come in during the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale, plus save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed now. Only through Labor Day. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Just visit sleepnumber.com to find the store nearest to you. Ashley, that was good. That was perfect.
It was very good. I remember what I was going to say earlier. Chris made his Instagram private last night.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the hate. Couldn't take it.
That's rough. What do you do there?
Because I'm sorry. He didn't do any. Like, he did bad things.
Okay. Why the three of us are sitting here. I read through one of his Instagram pictures, and it was like saying no to all the haters or something like that. People do that all the time, that haters thing. I'm not listening to all this, critics. don't you think you should listen to the critics a little bit? I mean, is anybody in here, like, and I'm not saying just Chris specifically, all of us in this world who have messed up on TV multiple times. We've all done it. We've all been there. We've all had things that we've said or done or whatever in life that people have been like, that wasn't smart. That was weird. That rubbed me the wrong way. Don't you think at some level we should listen to critics?
I mean, I take it and I try to grow from it, but I also take it sometimes with a grain of salt, and I also try to either delete those comments or whatever, just because I feel like you don't need to dwell in that, like, hatred and negativity.
Some can be constructive, and then some of them can just be straight evil.
Yeah. So then you make it private, so like he does, to probably just take a fresh, you know, deep breath and relax and get away from the critics for a little bit. Is that probably he's had enough?
Probably.
Yeah. You know him.
Yeah, take a little time.
Is that a smart move?
I don't know. I don't know exactly where he's thinking. Maybe I'll have to contact him later.
Yeah, so shoot him a text. Tell him the Almost Famous podcast is worried about him.
Will do.
So we have a couple guests coming on. Annalise is in studio. Before I do that, I just want to give a quick segment recap. A quick recap of this week's Bachelor in Paradise episodes. Kind of run through the couples, where they're at, what's going on. We have Tia, Chris, Crystal in this crazy love dynamic. We have Joe, the grocery guy, Kendall, and Leo. That one's a tough one on me.
What is she thinking?
We have Annalise with Bibiana, your arch nemesis, and Jacqueline.
Wait,
all
what?
Kissing
I don't know
Kenny.
About that. Bibi was your arch nemesis?
No,
she wasn't.
She's just on. She's waiting on the line. So we'll be on a second. John and Jubilee. John picks Jubilee over Caroline. Colton comes back to life. Says Tia, I want you. Been the biggest storyline. You're clapping. You have faith in this couple. We'll see how this goes. All right. Let's bring your kissing cousin onto the podcast. Bibiana, are you out there?
I am. I'm here.
Hey, Bibi. I miss you so much when I watch this show.
Aw, I miss you too, Ash. It kind of sucks that I left you right before you got there.
I know. I was so excited to see you. When I saw you on Instagram while we went down there, I was like, no way. How is she home already? So wrong.
It happened so fast.
Bibiana, we all love you here.
Oh, she's so funny.
She's so good. So good. You're fiery. Just fiery. We're just recapping this week's episodes. We're talking about the dynamics in Paradise today. We also want to give a quick shout out to somebody that was on Winter Games with us. Kevin gives his road to Astrid, which seems like a pretty legit relationship. And one of the most interesting ones that I want to start this conversation out with, since we have you and Annalise here in studio, Jordan and Jenna. Was Jordan's reaction as intense as it seemed on TV? Were you on his side or not? I want to hear from the both of you.
I think it was as intense as you saw it play out. But I think what happened was he sort of snapped and then took it further than he even wanted to take it. I think he was like, oh, shoot, I just said that. Just kind of snapped and didn't say what he actually was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a very mature or honorable moment, I feel like. And I think he felt bad about it and then was like, oh, shoot, how do I fix this? But that's exactly why I talked to him, because I felt like he's a better person than that.
Josh Murray had a similar situation that freaked Amanda out. And then she was like, oh my gosh, should I not be taking this relationship so seriously? Mm-hmm. And well, then they got engaged. So it'll be interesting to see how Jenna does eventually probably take Jordan back after that huge I'm sorry in the beach. When she walked away from the I'm sorry in the sand, I felt like she was on her way to forgive him. She was like, oh, it's really that guy. He's got my heart.
I feel like what happens to Jordan when he spirals, he just keeps going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's like no coming back until like wake up the next day and then start fresh.
Start fresh. Yeah, I agree.
It's not good when you're on TV.
No,
it's not.
No, that's Bibi. He needs a Bibi talk.
Bibi talks
to
the best.
I wasn't there for that. That's the crazy part. I think, I don't know if that was the time that I was maybe talking to Kenny.
Can we recap what happened there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think for anybody
confusing
out there, it was a lot going on at once. So Jordan, Okay, I have so much to talk about. The chicken guy, David, is one of my favorites on the podcast. He's one of my favorite people just in life because he's so intriguing to me. I just don't get him, and I love to not get him, kind of.
Can you believe how many times he's self-described on this season?
It's just unbelievable that he literally did the one thing that I told him not to do. He's like my son that never wants to listen.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I'm gonna give the quick play-by-play. Annalise, Ashley, Bibby, feel free to interrupt and to stop me or correct me. But David, out of nowhere, seems to get a gift for Jenna, a massive gift. It's a dog, to just show her happy birthday, even though they didn't have a relationship and there was really no backstory to it. And he just like wanted to get her a dog, which I think she thought it was weird. Everybody out here watching kind of thinks it's weird. So he does this. And Jordan gets upset.
Yeah, I mean, David was one-upping Jordan, or trying to anyway. Yeah.
Seems like this one might be one of those moments when a producer was helping. I mean, I'm just going to call it a little bit. Because
I don't know. I mean,
where did he get the dog, Ben?
Well, exactly. There's obviously help. There's tons of help. But this is the dog or the gift isn't the key point here.
It's David going along with the suggestion.
It's David agreeing to it. And then here's the thing that I think showed through it. So just so I can get through this, David gets her dog. Jordan walks up, gets upset, takes the dog, throws it in the ocean. That obviously is not an acceptable practice, but it happened. And I think what it shows at this point is that Jordan like put down his character for once. And he really cared about Jenna.
Oh, and he
saw something that he cared about being disrupted. And it was being disrupted by his arch nemesis. And he got upset. And he threw it in the ocean. So I get it, okay?
David, was throwing anyone's arch nemesis.
Right? Was throwing a stuffed animal in the ocean the right thing? I don't know. He did it. He comes back up.
It was a reaction.
It was a reaction. He comes back up. And this is where I can relate with him because I get the same way. If you really want to, if I don't get very angry very often. But if you want to push my buttons, if you want to make you push me in a time of insecurity or a time of doubt. Mm-hmm. And so as he was angry and he walked up into the room, he felt like people were laughing at him and not with him.
Yeah.
And he reacted.
They were laughing at him.
And it hurt him. And if you want me to get fired up or just insecure and react inappropriately, then it's when I am so down on myself already and you want to kick me while I'm down and all I want to do is go away and you just keep digging that knife deeper and deeper. That's where he was at. Yeah. And so he reacted by saying something to a few of the women in the room, pretty much in the lines of, shut up, stop talking. Totally wrong. To anybody. You don't say that to a man, to a woman. You don't say that to anybody.
Right.
And that's what we're speaking of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is in a time that he was down and out. Am I wrong for anybody out there listening?
I think that's pretty accurate.
No, it's really accurate. I thought it was funny that, I don't know who it was that tells Jubilee, like, you should tell him something, and she's like, I don't care enough.
That's wrong.
Like, at that point, it was just like, he's being annoying. I don't care.
I did like that Eric stood up. Like, Annalise did it too, but as a guy, Eric really stood up for what was right. And that was impressive. He really, and he calmly did it, and he articulately did it, and said, like, hey, that was not respectful. I actually, it made me like Eric.
Yeah.
I think in situations like this, it's one of those crazy moments. We love these moments on these shows that transcend reality, right? Where where some of us can sit there and say, I relate with Jordan. Now, did the words he said and how he handled it, was that how I would handle a situation like this? I don't think so. I mean, I really don't. But maybe, you know, I can't say that, but I know how it feels to be kicked and to be down and to be hurt and then to be kicked a little harder and to be hurt a little harder. Mm-hmm. And so I know that feeling. I can relate with that feeling.
Yeah.
And we saw him in a very real moment. Mm-hmm. And I think it stems... And Annalise, I really want you, because you had a little thing with Jordan for a while. I think it stems from Jordan really liking Jenna.
I agree. That's why I actually kind of felt, I mentally downplayed Jordan's reaction, because I knew it was coming from a good place.
So imagine, right, like you see Chicken give Jenna a birthday cake and then come in with a dog. It's almost like, guy, come on.
Yeah.
Back off my girl.
Yeah.
And it had to be the chicken.
We all see how excited Jordan is about Jenna. Like, the guy was so giddy the moment she walked in. It was crazy.
I know.
Is Jenna the one that said it's gonna get coconut?
Yeah, oh, coconuts, girl. Yeah, she's made for Jordan, and I don't know if she's made for anyone else.
That was the thing. Like the minute she walked in, I was like, that's where my emotions came from, because I was like, okay, well, obviously that's a match made in heaven bye-bye to this, you know, possibility. But yeah, no, I think the thing is that, like, you totally nailed it, Ben, is that I think it was a place of, like, actual hurt, and it was, like, people kept poking, and I don't think we all, that's the thing, in that environment, we don't know what's going on. We're like, oh my God, ha ha ha, we can't believe David just gave Jenna a dog, like, and we're laughing about that.
Yeah.
And we're not really understanding, because we're not in that conversation. We're seeing it from a different area of the beach, and so we're not really understanding what is happening. So when he came back up all angry, we're like, oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, and he's always the jokester, so you probably didn't even think.
Well, and then he's, like, dressed in that outfit.
Yeah, the outfit didn't help us.
Exactly. I just feel like it was one of those nights that it was all stacked against him.
It's kind of that thing when we play a character in life. You know, he is the jokester. Mm-hmm. Ashley, mm-hmm. You know, you have, you know, you've been known for your emotions, your ability to show emotions, and you're crying at, you know, moments that sometimes others wouldn't cry.
Yeah.
And so when we have this character that we show and we, you know, portray, and Jordan does it for a bunch of different reasons, I'm sure, to lighten up the room, to be the butt of all jokes, because he knows when people are laughing at him, then people are happier, and it takes mm-hmm. the pressure off of everybody else. You know, there's 1,000 defense mechanisms on why we act the way we do. But you pointed on something that we got to see in this show, was that you didn't recognize, because he's been the character so often, that he actually has a real side to him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You actually have a real side to you. Yeah. You can get hurt. Like, really actually hurt. Not just like, I'm crying because I miss, like...
Yeah, because I'm dramatic. Being dramatic.
I'm dramatic. It's like, I actually feel this.
Yeah.
And I don't want anybody in this moment to question that, to hurt me anymore, to laugh at me anymore, because it stings a lot deeper than anybody can imagine.
Yeah. Right. Well, and that's why I went and talked to him, because I felt like I was angry with what he said to everyone. But then at the same time, I was like, I got to know him a little bit on a different level than everyone else. And so I wanted to be like, what is going on, dude? Mm-hmm. Like, fill me in. But also, you need to go and do something about that, you know? So I feel like it was a good, I'm glad that I got that time with him that night too, just to kind of be there as a friend.
Mm-hmm. Bibiana, you're out there listening.
I am.
You have, there's a couple things when it comes to conversations that we got to talk to you about. You might have one of the most epic speeches in Bachelor in Paradise history when it comes to talking to Colton.
Oh, it was so good for
me. I mean, I wanted to bust through a wall of love myself after listening to you.
Oh, it was so good, baby. When you said the word, I feel like you're rejecting your own feelings for her, I was like, whoa. That is so profound, and something that Jared and I related to very much.
Yeah, I mean, the tequila was definitely pouring, and I feel like it gave me liquid courage. where I could just talk to people. I didn't realize until, like, I watched it last night, how much of, you know, how everybody's saying, like, I'm Camp Paradise Counselor.
Aww.
But really, because, like, I sat with Colton, and he's talking about how, you know, I don't want to see her get hurt because of Chris. And then we all know Tia, not really into Chris. It's just about proving a point, like, don't treat women this way. Like, if you're going to say something, do it, you know. And Chris going back and forth is just not a good look for him. But I'm sitting there talking to Colton. He's saying all these things. And I'm like, dude, you'd like her.
Bibby,
you like her.
Full of wisdom. You always have been. We got to break down and talk to you about this wisdom that you portray on everybody. I mean, there's a moment that you and I had at Winter Games that I'll never forget. Ashley's had these moments. You had an epic moment with Colton last night. But before we break down where your little nuggets come from, we first have to say goodbye to one of the most consistent special guests ever on the podcast, Annalise. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for talking to us.
Hey, good luck on this journey.
I can't wait to see the continuation of your story.
Bye, Bibby. I wish you were here in studio so I could give you a hug. All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, Bibby, your skin is incredible. You basically aren't wearing makeup out on that beach. I am astonished.
Ashley, I kept thinking, how in the world did Ashley ever put on makeup here?
I feel like you and Tia, you guys just look so good without makeup down there.
It was too hot. I gave up.
Well,
the rose ceremonies, I made an effort, but it was a struggle.
You looked so J-Lo glowy.
Oh, thank you.
I'm like so jealous of what you look like, just like with some slick back, watered hair, and clean glowing skin.
Oh, stop it. You look just as you always look flawless in the morning. So.
Oh my goodness gracious. Well, thank you. I use BioClarity to get my skin to this point where I don't really have to wear makeup anymore. A couple years ago, I really had to wear makeup, but BioClarity has really calmed my skin down. I've always had very sensitive skin, but BioClarity's routines are really calming. They have chamomile, green tea, cucumber, licorice root, olive and shea, and Floralux, which is derived from chlorophyll. And what's so great about that is that it just calms and soothes and gets rid of all the redness. It's also super hydrating, but lightweight, so you don't feel like you have a zillion layers on your face when you're down in paradise. It's great for spring and summertime. It's also going to reduce pore size and even out skin tone. Floralux is a clever form of chlorophyll, which has been proven to nourish the skin and soothe away imperfections and blemishes. It's also an antioxidant, and it has anti-inflammatory properties that makes your skin feel so good from the inside out. You can get started today with BioClarity if you head to BioClarity.com. Our listeners are going to get their first month for 50% off a routine. There's two routines. There's one for more average skin and one for more acne-prone skin. You're going to get 50% off a routine plus free shipping, and it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it, you can just return it and get your money back, but you have to enter our code FAMOUS. That is BioClarity.com, and enter the code FAMOUS, and then you'll have skin that you can show off without makeup if you're in paradise or if you're just in your regular day life.
Speaking, okay. I have to get something off my chest real quick.
Okay.
Bibby, you and I have had some great conversations as we're going to talk about. Ashley, I know you've had them with Bibby before.
Yeah.
We've seen him on this. And so I feel like we've, for anybody out there listening, we've crossed a level of friendship where I could ask this question. And I can ask it to anybody out there listening. There was something that was said on this week's episode that in today's world, I can't tell if it's inappropriate or not.
Oh, okay.
And Bibby, I need your opinions, right? I think we can transcend this podcast for a second and actually talk about it. So I'm in a place where I'm asking this question often. What is inappropriate when you're hitting on somebody or flirting with somebody, mm-hmm. and what's not, you know, as you know, when you're not in a relationship, when you're kind of strangers, what can be said and what's not? Chicken tells Bibby that she's got a big butt.
Oh, it's such a good compliment.
Oh gosh.
Is that a good compliment? Does it make you feel weird?
Well, he said,
for me.
He says that. Kenny says that.
Yeah.
Okay, but just for anybody out there listening, let's give a little context, Bibby, to it, and then explain your feelings afterwards. Do you feel like it was appropriate, or was it not? And then anybody out there listening, email us and tweet us. Email us at BenandAshley@iHeartMedia.com with your comments on if was this appropriate or not. Is this kind of stuff cool or not? Or tweet us, answering the same question. But Bibby, tell us your perspective.
So, I guess it depends, right? Because if you know someone long enough where, you know, they're paying it as like a compliment, like, oh, you have such a nice butt, like, what do you do to work out kind of thing, then it's not. But then when it's just used as like, you know, baby's just my type, you know, you have the big booty, which is something that, you know, had been, you know, everybody was talking about it, mm-hmm. kind of thing, because mm-hmm. we're all in bikinis. That's when, you know, you don't make a connection out in paradise. That's when that stuff kind of gets to you.
It kind of gets to you in a bad way or a good way?
Yeah, no, in a bad way where it's just like, well, like...
Is all I'm known for my butt.
Yeah, you feel like you're being objectified.
It's not just about my body. You know, like I wouldn't want somebody to be into me just because of that.
Ashley, what's your take?
Okay, so I would think it was a compliment, but I now, listening to Bibby, understand in the context that it was said where it was like, this guy likes you because look at your booty. Like, that makes you feel objectified.
This is now when I know the difference between 30-year-olds and 44-year-olds.
Oh, no, there's a total difference. Like, my dad...
I'm like, please bring it. I hope you only like me for my body.
Oh,
like,
really?
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. 1,000,000%. Because it's like, I think at my age, I'm like, I know I'm smart, whatever. Please just like me because I'm hot. Like, literally, that would be so rad to me if somebody was like, oh, she's hot. Oh, my God.
See, I don't know this line anymore, guys. Am I crazy for this?
No, this is, I mean, I totally understand what you're talking about. You're talking about it as a criteria in order for him to like you, like a reason that he likes you. But it's not as if it's just a compliment, because if a guy was like, if a guy in paradise, like one of my guy friends, or hopefully my love interest, would have been like, your booty looks fine in that outfit, I'd be like, thanks.
My mom and I were just talking about, I was just in Indiana this week. I just flew in today. And we were talking about this because we were able to be around a bunch of great women leaders at a conference this week, and we were hearing them talk. And she asked me, like, where is the line now? Like, what can you say and what can't you say? And I was like, I don't really know anymore, Mom. Like, not that I've never known. I guess I've never really known. I've never been very good at hitting on people. But but it's a great question, because she was just trying to, as a mother, guide me in an appropriate fashion. And also, you know, for anybody out there that she mentors, be able to help them out. But I find it, if I were, okay, so just say this. We don't know each other. I come up to you at a bar. And we're talking, and a couple minutes into the conversation, I'm like, you have an amazing body. Is that weird? Well, I feel weird saying it.
It's weird because you're a stranger.
No, yeah, if no. you compliment yeah. the face, Bibby's then,
saying no.
you can compliment the face then. You can't compliment her body the first day you meet her.
Bibby?
I think it's vibes. I feel like it depends on how you're connecting. Like, what if it's, I don't know, what if you're talking to a trainer and you compliment her body? Hmm. Obviously, a trainer spends a lot of time working on their body. Or, you know, it could be somebody that's been working out and all of a sudden, like, somebody notices, like, well, your body's incredible. I just think it depends and just your approach to it. Versus if you're just going into it and be like, damn, girl, look at that. You know, it's weird.
It's odd. Okay.
Can I tell you something?
If you have a conversation with someone and, you know, it's kind of like you're paying a compliment, I think the way you deliver it can change everything. Can make a big difference.
Thank you for leading me in with that. Okay, so there's a compliment that I got, I don't know, 6 years ago, and it'll stay with me for the rest of my life. It was the greatest. I was in New York City, and I was just walking through, like, the Times Square area, and this guy turns around and, like, looks at me. He goes, oh, he didn't turn around. No, he was looking at me coming straight, and he goes, yo, girl, where's your stomach at? Where's your stomach? Because, like, I had a crop top on and, like, obviously I have a tiny stomach. And then he walks by me, double takes, and then goes, oh, I see. It's in your hips.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, yes, thank you. But, of course, that was, like, a passerby.
I want to ask you something, Ben, and then get the ladies' take on it. Would you rather a hot girl... well, maybe that's inappropriate to say, but like a cool, smart, hot girl say to you, like, oh, Ben, you're so smart and funny. Or would you rather them say, like, you're so handsome and sexy?
Oh.
Those are your choices.
I don't know. I mean, I think handsome and sexy.
Yeah.
I do. I mean,
you know why.
Because the thing is, like you kind of said, Amy,
you know,
I know
you're smart.
Well, and I know I'm not the smartest tool in the shed. Like, I know I can function.
Clearly not, because you just got the saying wrong. It's the sharpest tool in the shed.
What did you say, the shiniest?
You said the smartest.
Smartest. That's terrific. I love that. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. Like, and so, like, I get it, and I can, but I'm functional. Like, I can function, and I can operate in the world, and I try really hard to continue to educate myself.
Now, I totally get it.
You know, like, I try to stay up on my studies, and I try to stay educated, and I try to stay engaged in the world, and I try to ask questions like this to stay up to date on what's appropriate and what's not. Like, I know I care to be intelligent. Like, I care. Like, being sexy and smart, like, I fail at most of my days, but if somebody were to say it, like, I feel really good. Like, I'm feeling confident.
I
so,
agree.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. And but then again, here's the double standard, and we can go down a rabbit trail with this, and we're gonna keep touching on this for a couple more podcasts, I think.
Okay.
When I feel like it's more appropriate for a woman to say that to me than it is for me to say that to a woman.
Why do you think that the woman already knows?
No, I see, for some reason, like, when I don't, like, think...
You need the validation?
Maybe. I don't know. No. That's such a good question.
Well, think it over tonight.
We got to talk about this. Yeah. This is big. Bibby, you've got a ton of wisdom. So we're going to keep grilling you with questions.
Mine's not so much of a
don't
question
make me nervous.
As it is just thanking you for your perception, because First, you said that whole you're rejecting your own feelings thing to Colton. And yes, I'm revisiting the Colton and Tia thing again. But what Colton says that I just love to hear was that he said that, well, you can see that the friendship is so strong. But he said it's so easy being with her. And that's why I feel such a soft spot for them. Because while Jared didn't have like intense romantic feelings for me back then, he always said that he loved our friendship. He always knew we'd be friends outside of paradise. And he always said it was so easy. Like that quote, it's so easy with her. So that was nice. And then what I loved is that they kind of agreed that you said it. You were like, this doesn't have to be a lifelong thing. Stop thinking of it as a lifelong thing. Just have fun and give it a good chance.
Right. Because I think Paradise puts a lot of pressure on everyone just thinking about that final rose ceremony and then thinking about, holy crap, we could be engaged at the end of this. And, you know, what sucks about the guys is they don't have any time off. They go from,
I know,
from Becca season straight into Paradise. So you don't even get a breather to kind of just think about where you're really at as much as you try to, right? And then Colton makes it all the way to Final Four where he really is ready to propose. At that point, you're ready to propose to Becca, right?
Right.
And you're going into another scenario where you have to like shift everything and now you have to think about marriage again.
It's the exact same thing because Jared was fourth on Caitlin's season. He went in really probably not ready to date again. And then he was like, oh, I like this girl. You know, I think she's pretty. Yeah. She's fun. We have a great relationship. It's easy, but I don't feel these intense romantic feelings the way I did for Caitlin or Becca a couple weeks ago. And it's just such a direct parallel. Like you have to compare like Tia to Becca and me to Caitlin, like in that moment. And those guys go in because they came from such a serious environment. And they're going to more fun, lighthearted environment. And they kind of forget like, oh, this can just be fun for a while.
Right. We could just figure this out. We can date.
Yes.
If people leave Paradise as couples and don't end up engaged.
Yep. So, I know. That's why can't you do that?
It's not as fun.
Well, that's
it's not as fun.
Yeah, it's not as fun to watch.
You know, and I think Tia was also frustrated too because there's a part where she's just like, I don't want to date him. And then now we all know she's always wanted to date him.
Yeah.
But as a woman, you never really want to put yourself in a situation where like, well, if this guy's not really into me, like, how do I just keep waiting for him? Right.
So, okay. But Bibby, I gotta cut you off and ask you this then, because you're a supporter of Colton and Tia's relationship. And so I know when I talk to people that were on the beach with Jared and Ashley, the connection was tangible. You could cut it with a knife. It was thick.
I don't know. Some people will say otherwise.
But most people would say, like, Jared and Ashley, there was something there. You supported Colton and Tia because when you were there on the beach with them, could you feel the chemistry? Because here's my opinion. I haven't felt it yet watching it.
You haven't?
Not
really?
At all. Not once.
Oh my God. So Jared and I watch it and we like turned to each other last week at the end. It was when Colton went up to Tia to talk about how Chris had kissed Crystal the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, oh, we feel it. Oh, we feel it. They have a very strong foundation. Is there romantic right now? Maybe not. But they like really care about each other.
I don't feel
that.
Interesting.
I think it might be one of those Jared and Ashley situations where he's just having a hard time seeing it as more.
We'll see. You know, it took 3 years.
We'll see how it
it's so crazy. All right, Bibby, this week you went home. Caroline, Jacqueline, Bibiana, go home. Bibby, we're gonna miss watching you. Bibby, there is a moment we got to talk about on the Winter Games when you looked at me and you spoke truth into my life in a way nobody ever has before, and I will never forget it.
You look like you're tearing up now.
Oh, I love this girl. She's incredible. I texted her last night as I was watching this episode. I said, Bibby, you're a special person. She is. She's just a special person, and you have a gift to speak truth in the people in a way that nobody's ever spoke to them before. So, Bibby, I got to tell you this before I say goodbye to you, because I don't get a lot of opportunities to do it. Don't stop speaking. Don't stop speaking truth into people's lives because it affects them in a way that you can never possibly understand or they could never communicate back to you. So thank you, Bibby, for being you. I'm going to miss watching you.
Oh, Ben, you're so sweet.
You have a talent for being vulnerable, like so vulnerable, like even more vulnerable than I feel like I can get.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, leaving Paradise, I thought, well, like, did I talk too much? Right? Like, did I say too much? Did I, you know, fix Colton and Tia? Like, what did I do wrong? And I took a couple days to just, you know, you come back into this and you come back home and it's weird. And I was really sad because I put all my eggs in that basket. But then I remember everybody, like, I got along with Crystal and Colton and Tia, you know, were a match. Kevin was hitting it off with Astrid. And then I thought, okay, well, I've always wanted to have a big group of guy friends. For some reason, I've never had the chance to have guy friends.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have a bunch of guy friends.
Aww.
Who can come to me and they can talk to me. So as sad as it was leaving single, just because you just see your friends hitting it off and having a relationship, at the same time, I can't be that mad because I have a whole new family.
That's right. Bibby, you're loved. You're the heart and soul of a lot of people's lives. So, Bibby, Anna, thank you for coming on to the Almost Famous podcast. Ashley and I and the rest of our 500,000 listeners love you.
We love you.
Love you guys. Thanks
Bye.
For having me. Bye.
Ashley, to close out the recap, I don't feel comfortable talking about it.
I was going to say, we need to talk about this.
Yeah, we got to talk about it. I want to hear your opinion. I make an appearance.
Yeah, you do.
I flew all the way to Mexico for this thing.
Who was your character's name?
Bradfordo.
Bradfordo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then who was Amanda's name? Well, anyway.
Margarita.
Margarita. Oh, my goodness gracious. You guys were sexy.
Hot.
You guys were so hot.
I got to hear your opinion. I want you to break this down because this is my one moment. And so I feel like I made it to Mexico. I've been a big fan of Paradise for a while. Yeah. I wanted to see what it was all about down there. I wanted to see Yuki, which I got to see. I wanted to see Wells, who I got to see. I got to see Amanda, who I haven't really seen a lot since, you know, the show. And Ari and Lauren and their new relationship. And then the staff, I got to see along. So there's so many people I wanted to see. So there's 1,000 reasons I went down. I didn't know really why I was going down. I show up and we're told we're reenacting a book that has been written for this show.
No way.
Yeah, it has.
Well, it was led by Jorge, the bartender. Yeah. He was the writer of the novella.
Novella.
The romantic novella. Yeah. I don't know. I just came up with that. And you were the wholesome, wonderful husband who had a great relationship. Right? Oh, no. You had a on the rocks relationship with Amanda. And then Ari and Lauren, they had a wonderful relationship. However,
something happened.
He just wanted to kiss Amanda, so he did. Mm-hmm. And then you and Amanda kind of were squat at the end of all of it, but Ari and Lauren returned together, happily ever after. I was just disappointed that you didn't get to interact with Kendall and Leo on the date. I thought that you guys were going to come in and then you were going to like show them how to really pose.
That'd been great. Yeah. I don't think they trust us. Like, those dates are pretty sacred. I don't think they trust a guy like me in a mariachi suit floating around a date being like, hey, this is what you should do. But I would have loved to.
Unlovable.
How was that shot?
That was an amazing shot. I think that they made the entire storyline just so that you could say that.
I'm not kidding. It was my moment. They really pumped me up for it. And they're like, this is your moment to speak from the heart and yell, I am unlovable. Shawshank Redemption shot. So, scale of 1 to 10, how great was that little segment that we did?
It was a 10.
Really?
Just because
you were
going to
say
it.
A 4.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh,
it was
ridiculous.
So good.
And I like that it's been in a teaser ever since the beginning.
Oh, I know.
So, like, people are so like, why is he there?
So many people thought you were in the cast.
And so many people have tweeted and emailed me saying, hey, just to let you know, like, you're not in level. And, like, at this point in my life, I'm working through it. But, like, it's so sweet because people are like, I hear you went to Paradise. It didn't obviously work out for you, but just know, like, we're still rooting for you. So, people have been great. And they're going to be so disappointed when they find out that it was like a 4-minute
just a scene.
Scene.
Just a skit.
Hey. I'm a big fan. It was fun to be down. It was great to see Yuki and all those people. Paradise is a beautiful place. I will say that. That's my takeaway. Paradise is a beautiful place.
Paradise is a beautiful place. There's one thing we didn't hit in this episode of recapping Paradise. Okay. That was the whole Kendall and Leo and Joe drama.
There's a reason that we didn't recap it.
Is it because
it hurts me? I don't like it.
He's so, Joe is so great because he doesn't sugarcoat it. He doesn't, he's not like, okay, well, I hope you have a great day today. He's just like, I hope you have a horrible time and I hope he's a dick.
Yeah. And he's great about it. Yeah. I love that that's his response. It's
me
like,
too.
I don't like this moment. I'm hurt by this moment. What's about to happen is something I'm not in favor of. And I hope you have a terrible time.
He's simple and straight up.
I want more people
to be like this.
Joe just continues no matter what he does to bring the fans in. This is his moment.
Okay, so Jared watched the episode before I did. And then he was like, I want Joe to be the next Bachelor. And I was like, Jared, no.
I don't think he has it. I don't think
we were like, we want Kendall and Joe together. Why would I not want that? And then I watched it and I was like, okay, I'd be more on the Joe train now.
Okay, if you had to rank right now, Ashley, you have Colton, Jason, Blake, Joe the Grocer.
Yeah.
How do you rank them in order from, okay, let's go your least favorite to be the Bachelor to top choice?
Well, I like to think of myself as being like, you know, friends with Colton and friendly with Jason. Okay. And
personal hard feelings here.
Well, I mean, that is it personal favorites or is it like who I think is going to make the most entertaining season?
Let's add them all up into one and just say, who would you like to see?
Okay. I think that Jason's number one. Colton, let's revisit in a year because he's still pretty
young.
Not
this year.
Yeah. And he's like all wrapped up in the current drama.
Okay.
Blake is probably number two. And who is my fourth?
Joe the Grocer.
Oh, Joe. So I guess Joe could be three. I don't know.
It's tough. We got four good choices right now.
I mean, those are people that I think would make good Bachelors, but if I wanted to be entertained and like just awe all the time, aw, that'd be Joe.
Yeah.
But I do have a poll that I made last night, two nights ago. I said, a couple weeks removed from the season finale of The Bachelorette, who do you want to be the next Bachelor? Jason won. It was just Jason up against Blake. And Jason won with 59% of the vote.
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious who the fan favorite is. I do. And I get it when I talk to people and listen to people. I think Jason's the fan favorite. I think he will be the next Bachelor, but my second choice would be Blake.
Yeah.
I love Joe the Grocer. I don't think he has it to carry a full season and converse with that many people and keep it
interesting. Have you met him yet?
Just on the podcast.
Oh, okay. He is a little hard to interview.
Yeah.
But when he's in an actual like social environment, he seems better.
But that whole moment to close this out was hard for me because I was really rooting for Kendall and Joe. I thought they were the one couple that I was like, this has something here. This could actually be a marriage and an engagement. Mm. I'm rooting for them both because I like them both a lot as people, and that I thought they were staying away from the gritty details. And then Leo comes in, and there's just something about that scenario, Leo especially coming in, that made me not thrilled that it was him taking him.
Why
because
him?
I feel like maybe because I just make all this stuff up in my head, but I feel like Leo was kind of excited about the idea that he could be Mr. Steal a Girl.
Oh, okay. Well, they go on a date together. It goes fabulous. Kendall even says that she sees a more long-term future with Leo. But then the same night that he gets back from the date with Kendall, he's making out with Chelsea in the hot tub.
This proves my point that Leo maybe isn't the better man. But we'll see. We'll have to watch it. That's a storyline to follow as Paradise continues. Ashley, to close it out, we've been a great podcast. It's been a lot of fun. I got to ask you this because I thought the same thing. This is an email from one of our favorites, Becky. She says, I observed something on last Tuesday's episode of Paradise that caught me by surprise. And I was wondering if you could provide some behind-the-scenes intel. After Becca gave Colton his little pick-me-up and she was walking away, she said, I'll tell Garrett you say hi.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, by now we all know she chose Garrett, but her season was still airing when Paradise was filmed. I know that contestants are sworn to secrecy regarding the final outcome of the show, but does that not only apply to people outside of the franchise? Fill us in. I was interested by this as well. I thought it was shocking that she sat down with the women when Becca was there and said, I picked Garrett, because we knew they were having a few more weeks in the public when they came back.
Yeah.
I've never seen the show release a name to that many people before the season of The Bachelorette's over. Is that uncommon, Ash?
I think the girl, The Bachelorette, usually tells her friends from her season who she ends up picking.
Okay. But
did you not tell the guys who you picked?
No, I did, but it was all kind of like behind the curtain, like text messages and like private.
Yeah.
This was on TV, so she was telling a bunch of people she didn't know even. on the show. She was like, hey guys, sit around the circle here. Let's have a powwow. I pick Garrett.
I guess that is a little weird.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think it happens often, but it happened and I was shocked by it too. Ashley, we just had a great lunch.
We did. We'd like to thank Luna Grill because today we are sponsored by Luna Grill, where you can get wholesome, refreshing Mediterranean food that your whole family can enjoy. I had hummus with some vegetables and pita bread. It's so good. And an amazing Greek salad. What'd you have?
I had a Mediterranean salad. Big fan of Mediterranean food. Actually, in a couple weeks, I'll be telling the podcast a little secret, something
about
the
Mediterranean?
Me and Mediterranean food.
Ooh.
It's going to be a big deal, so tune in for it. It's a really big deal.
Okay, well, we'll be excited for that when it comes. Luna Grill. Luna Grill's menu offers well-rounded selections, including signature kebab plates, gourmet salads, fresh appetizers, wraps, desserts, and a kids' menu featuring quesadillas, kebabs, and a kids' burger. Celebrate Labor Day weekend at the opening of Luna Grill's 47th Street location in Santa Monica. Stay up to date with Luna Grill by following them on social media. That is hashtag Luna Grill, hashtag Eat Real Fuel Good, and at Luna Grill on social.
The everybody out there listening, we want to thank you for listening. It was crazy. I was in Indiana, like I said, this week, and I was with my family last night, actually, and my aunt, out of nowhere, and we've talked about this before, said, Ben, it's crazy. I talk to so many people now that listen to your podcast with Ashley. It just continues to spread like wildfire. And we're excited for it because the more it spreads, the longer we'll be here. We love talking to you. We love conversing with fellow Bachelor alum. We want to continue to connect and just enjoy this podcast for as long as we have it. And I think it's going to be a while. And it's going to be a while because some of these sponsors, Beachbody On Demand, get a special free trial membership when you dial **501 from your cell phone. That's dial **501 from your cell phone. Sleep Number, get up to 50% off your Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed today. BioClarity, you receive 50% off one routine plus free shipping. Use the special code FAMOUS at checkout today. Thanks to all the sponsors that keep this thing plugging. Ashley, thanks to you for coming in and just being wonderful.
Thanks, Ben. I'm so excited to do it all over again with you next week.
Sounds great. With that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley.
Peace.
Ciao.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.